the key barrier I see currently we face is regulatory barriers. Regulatory and policy mismatch.
Are you speaking for solar industries?
I'm speaking for renewable. Okay, renewable. All the renewables. Because let me tell you, in 2016 thereabout, there was a moratorium on all power purchase agreements for renewable power. At that time, all the power purchases were for utility scale projects, and the off-taker solely was either ECG or any of the state utilities. And then we came to the understanding that it has been oversubscribed. These were all unsolicited proposals that ECG went through and signed PPAs for some of them. So the government said that, okay, let's put a hold on that and let's sanitize the system. So that opportunity for projects on the utility scale was blocked. Then came what we call the mini grid. So the mini grids, private entities started doing mini grids.
Okay.
And that one too, a ministerial directive came to say that, hold on, private people, you cannot do mini grids. Mini grids should only be led by, it should be a government-led initiative. So it cuts private people out of it. Then came the opportunity where, let's say you have a factory and you want to get your power from renewable, you could go to a solar company and say that, do it for me, and then I pay, just like your mobile unit.
Yeah.
As you use, you pay. So that opportunity was there. And that one too, just last year, it was blocked. Okay. So if you look at this, and from an investment point of view, and you are somebody who wants to come into the sector to invest, you consider this policy and regulation as a risk that you must be aware of. So you are careful the way you invest in the sector.